This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports. I am your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Keltz, broadcasting live from the Owls Nest tonight. My sound engineer, producer Nick Youngs is back at the station. The Owls are set to host the St. Mary's Flying Dutch tonight in their 10th contest of the season. They're currently 5-4. They've come back from 1-4 to turn around and give themselves a winning record on a four-game win streak currently. We'll run that down in just a moment. But first, coming into town tonight, St. Mary's, their opponent, unless they have played a game in January, unless they've played a game this week, which I don't think they have, they come in 0-5 here tonight on the season. Played a couple of close games, but also have been blown out a couple of times. Common opponent here is Johnsonburg. The Owls lost to Johnsonburg in Johnsonburg. Part of their four-game losing skid that we'll get to in just a moment. So that's one common opponent we have as of now. St. Mary's lost a one-pointer to Johnsonburg, I believe, on December 30th. 30-29, St. Mary's fell there. That was in St. Mary's as well, not in Johnsonburg, as the Owls' loss was. Before that, they lost at home to Elk County Catholic. That was a 49-26 loss, so a 23-point blowout there. They lost at home to Brookville, 52-34, so an 18-pointer. They lost in Warren, 57-33, so another big one there, 23 points. And their first game was a loss in Clearfield, a big one, 64-39, so a 25-point loss there. So again, a couple of close ones. And a few blowouts of the Owls, or the Flying Dutch here, 0-5 on the season, and looking to get their first win. And a lot of times we see those are the teams that are most dangerous. They're the teams that are getting real scrappy, getting real hungry for their first win. Don't want to go. They finished December with a goose egg in the win column, and now they want to start January fresh. And that could prove to be a challenging opponent. Now for your Owls. Again, as I mentioned, they are 5-4 on the year. They started out at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament in Otto Eldred with a win in the first round against Eisenhower. A nice win, a big, like a 27-point win against Eisenhower. Then they lose the championship game against Otto Eldred. It's a close one, but it turns into a one-point loss in the final seconds of the game. Then that starts the skid. They lose three more. They lose in Johnsonburg. They lose in Warren. And they lose the first game of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament at Allegheny Limestone. And in that stretch, they also lose Cam Austin for a couple of games as well. Of course, senior Cam Austin, one of the more prolific scorers on the team. And maybe the tallest. I mean, he takes the tips. I believe he is the tallest Bradford Owl this season as well. So a key component to the team. They lose those four in a row. They go 1-4. Then in the consolation game of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, Allegheny Limestone, they draw Otto Eldred. It's a kind of a revenge game for their first loss of the year. They get the overtime win, and that sparks the momentum. Then they go down to Ridgeway, and they win in double overtime. Then they have their home opener, finally, eighth game of the season, and they win that game as well against DuBois Central Catholic. Then they go on break on a three-game win streak with a 4-4 record. They go on their winter break. They come back and play here Tuesday in the second half of the season against Countersport, and they get a nice win against Countersport. And that one, really, Countersport, 48-37, final score, 11 points. Is the most comfortable win they've had all year. Every win they have has been clawed and scratched out. Even their losses have all been close games, except for the season opener against Eisenhower. The Owls have only played in close games, and that 11-point win over Countersport is the only one that felt like they could breathe at the end of the game. They had some of the young guys in at the end of the game. So tonight, again, St. Mary's, who is this team exactly? Well, St. Mary's, is a team, 13 players, not a lot of size. The Owls don't give up a lot of size to the Flying Dutch. There are a couple of taller kids, nobody that Cam can't match up with or Nolan Rulo can't match up with. The identity of this Flying Dutch team, as I can see it, is they like to create a little chaos. They like to try to come away with steals. They'll lunge after steals. They'll trap and they'll lunge after passes. They'll try to get blocks and turn those into steals. And they do typically like to shoot a lot of three-pointers. Now, we'll get into the starting lineup, but there is going to be a six-man off their bench, Quinn Gavazzi. He is a three-point shooter in that most recent loss to Johnsonburg, the one-point loss. Gavazzi had a number of three-pointers. He was shooting. He was on fire, absolutely on fire. But that's not to say that they don't have some other shooters on the floor. We're going to talk about a few of their guys. Tanner Fox is a three-point shooter. Zach Thorwart is a three-point shooter. And Anthony Nadzinski also can shoot from beyond the arc. They do have some shots that aren't perfect for in-game situations. A couple of their shots, actually, they start real low and will have a propensity to be blocked. But if they can get it off a pass, if they can get a wide open look, they are dangerous shooters, and you don't want to underestimate this 0-5 team coming into the night. So, again, we will get to our starting lineups here after we pause for our national anthem, which will be coming in just a moment, and then we'll start get ready for tip-off in our first quarter. The Owls, the 5-4 Owls, hosting the 0-5 St. Mary's Flying Dutch here tonight at the Owls Nest. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
So the national anthem wraps up here at Bradford Area High School in the Owl's Nest. And as we get set to announce our starting lineups, and we'll also go over a few keys to victory for the Owls tonight. But starting off for the visiting St. Mary's Flying Dutch, your starting lineups will be number two, the junior, Tanner Fox. Again, one of those three-point shooters. He is going to do some damage behind the line if he gets an open look. Number 11, junior Tyler Mitchell. Number 23, senior Hunter Hetrick. Number 24, senior Ryan Bile. And number 31, junior Zach Thorwart, another three-point shooter as well. They do have a couple guys off the bench that can sling it from beyond the three-point line as well. We'll see exactly how quickly some of those shooters starts coming into the game. For your Bradford Owls, starting line tonight looks very similar as it usually does. Number 10, the sophomore at guard, Jake Franz. Number 13, the senior at guard, Jared Wilman. At number 14, the senior at forward, Dalton Dixon. Number 23, the senior at forward, Cam Austin. And number 42, the senior at forward, who also plays as a big man, a center underneath, is Nolan Rulo. So those will be your starting five tonight. It has changed on a couple of occasions, but not much. And that is the starting five we had at the beginning of the season as well. Keys to the game tonight, keys to victory for the Owls. As we talked about, a couple of three-point shooters here tonight for St. Mary's, and they will look to take those shots. So you need to guard the perimeter. You need to make sure you get out there, get a hand up, help out, help defense if you need it, especially if you pot commit on getting a hand up and getting out to the perimeter and you end up getting juked on a pump fake and that person drives. We need good help defense underneath. Let's see. That goes along with boxing out. Anytime you have teams shooting from beyond the arc, you're going to get the long rebounds. Need to make sure you know where your assignment is. Get your body on that person. Box them out. Don't allow offensive rebounds. Don't allow defensive rebounds that turn into transition points. And also get yourself some offensive boards and get some second chance points that way. And third, big one here, take care of the ball. Limit turnovers. Limiting turnovers is going to be a big key here tonight. As we saw, as we mentioned, St. Mary's does try to go for a lot of steals. They try to get a lot of blocks. And we know the Owls coming off that game against Countersport where it was very turnover heavy. The Owls had, I think, 12 to 15 turnovers in the first half. And it was a tight first half of basketball. Cam Austin about to take the tip. In the second half, they limited to 5 turnovers. The Owls win the tip, and it goes straight to Jared Wilmoth. Limited the second half to 5 turnovers, and that's when they started to get a little bit of breathing room. So three keys to victory for the Owls tonight. So we are officially underway as the Owls control the ball coming out of the tip-off. Jared Wilmoth is on the right side. Owls in their all-white home gears, and St. Mary's in their blue with the red stripe down the side. Jake Franz will take a long two to start the game. It goes, it's a little strong off the back of the rim. Bounces out, and St. Mary's will get the rebound. So still 0-0, 7:25 left in the first half, and your first three-pointer is up and in. And that's what we talked about. And it's number 31. That would be Zach Thorwart. Makes it 3-0. So if the Dutch are on, it's going to be a problem. Cam Austin drives baseline and touches out of bounds, so that'll be the first turnover. If the Dutch are on from beyond the arc, they will keep shooting those. They're going to keep shooting them either way, but if they're on, they're going to rack up points quickly. The Owls are in a full court trap defense. St. Mary's trying to break that. And here's a drive, kicked out, lost it, and Cam Austin gets the steal. So they'll turn over the ball right back to the Owls. Austin, down low to Dalton Dixon. He'll kick it out to Franz for 3. It's short. Nolan Rulo gets the rebound, and Cam Austin will gather at the top of the perimeter, drive in. As he falls, he throws a pass over to Rulo. Wilmoth will end up with it. He'll drive, kick it back out, and it's stolen by Thorwart. So now St. Mary's coming down the other way. There's a drive, kick out, three-pointer is up, and that's good. Tyler Mitchell with his first three makes it 6-0, 6:08 left now. So the Owls, again, need to get out on these shooters here. Franz to Austin in the corner. The Owls swing back. St. Mary's comes out in a 3-2 defense. So the Owls trying to shift those defensive zones. And here's Franz in the corner. Going to dribble it back up. Give it to Dixon up top. They swing. Wilmoth ends up with it on the far side. Far side of the court. Wilmoth comes up towards the top. Gives it to Franz. Franz now will shift the defense back over to the left. Wilmoth finds Austin, who pump fakes and drives in and is called for a travel. So the previous two Owls possessions end in a turnover, and we're going to take a timeout here as the Owls are down 6-0 with 5:31 left in the first quarter. A tax in timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls basketball, and Anthony Nedzinski just checked in for the first time for the Flying Dutch, who have a 6-0 lead over Bradford with 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. And the Owls still in a full court trap. Cam Austin rips it away for a steal. Now Halston will bring it down over half court. Hits Jake Franz in the far corner. The Owls working from left to right on your radio. Cam Halston on the close side gives it to Wilmoth up top. And Wilmoth tries to bounce pass to Franz as Franz starts to dart in towards the baseline. And the ball goes straight out of bounds. So another Owls turnover here. Three quick turnovers for the Owls. And they're down 6-0. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. St. Mary's with possession. Nedzinski hands it off to Thorwart. Now back up top to Mitchell. Mitchell directing traffic. And he's going to be called for a carry. So St. Mary's having some turnover troubles of their own. I don't have quite as many. I believe they have two to the Owls' three here just in the first 2.5 minutes of gameplay. 3.5 minutes, rather. Here comes Wilmoth. High screen from Rulo. And he's called for a carry as well. So Wilmoth took that high screen to his left. Faked as if he was going to go that way and then came back the other way. And it's called for a carry. So the fourth Owls turnover. We'll mark that here. Four turnovers in the first half of the first quarter. And we can come back to that later and see how that affects the team. Here is a floater from the free throw line. No good for St. Mary's. The rebound is collected by Mitchell, and he loses it before he can go back up for the putback. So there's a turnover for St. Mary's. 4:13 left now in the first quarter. Still 6-0, Flying Dutch lead. And Austin has it in the far corner. He's going to swing as the Owls try to shift this St. Mary's zone. So I haven't seen a lot of this 3-2 zone. And there's a travel. So Cam Austin with a travel. He's been called now for two turnovers. So five turnovers here for the Owls in their first 4 minutes and 10 seconds. St. Mary's with a long two. It's no good. Flying Dutch with the rebound. Austin trying to tear it away, and we have a jump ball. Owls won the tip, so it will be St. Mary's possession, but it'll flip the possession arrow back to Bradford. 3:37 left in the first quarter. Still 6-0. Here's the inbound to Mitchell. Mitchell, there's a drive and a popped-up jump shot. No good. Out of bounds on St. Mary's. So Bradford possession here. Another chance to get their first bucket of the game. Wilmoth will bring it up over half court. The Owls still trying to find a way to effectively shift and break through this St. Mary's zone defense. Dalton Dixon at the elbow. Rulo tries to drive inside. And it's another Bradford turnover. So we can mark that now. Six turnovers in the first 5 minutes. St. Mary's brings it up. And let's see, the Owls, of course, working in their normal man-to-man defense, as they so often do, especially early on in games. We have seen them switch to a 2-3. There's a turnaround jumper. And Jake Franz draws a charge. A little bump from, I believe, on Mitchell. Yes, Mitchell gives the bump before he turns around for the shot. Jake Franz hits the floor and draws the charge. So the Owls again. Looking to make something happen here. Haven't had any offense as of yet. Wilmoth driving in. He's going to take a high screen from Rulo. Drive. And Austin gets it, and he's called for a travel. Seven turnovers. Seven first quarter turnovers. Here comes St. Mary's. Still 6-0. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. St. Mary's shifting. Swinging the ball around the perimeter. Mitchell's going to end up with it in the corner, left side. He does a little give and go. The pass isn't there. And kind of a couldn't make up his mind, Thorwart, if he wanted to shoot or pass. He went with a pass after he kind of faked a shot, and his teammate wasn't looking at all. Austin drives inside, left-handed layup, and he can't finish, and that's no good. The Owls do get a shot off, though, which is progress. Still 6-0. 1:47 left in the first quarter. It's only the Owls' third shot attempt of the game. And here's another three-pointer for St. Mary's, and that's good. It's 9-0 after Nedzinski, who entered the game off the bench, hits his first three. 9-0, 1:25 left in the first quarter. The Owls have only been able to get about three shots off, and every other possession has ended in a turnover. Nolan Rulo now working underneath, and he draws a foul. So the Owls will inbound underneath the St. Mary's basket. Dalton Dixon looking, needs a man, and he's going to give it to Franz in the backcourt. Franz is able to shake his defender. Pump fake to Wilmoth, and Wilmoth gets the Owls on the board with a long two-pointer. Maybe that'll break the ice a little bit and get the Owls going. 1:03 left, 9-2. Here comes the Flying Dutch. And a steal. Bradford in the full court trap. Wilmoth has to take the long pass. He's able to stop it from going out of bounds. He gives it to Franz. 47 seconds left in the first quarter. Franz working underneath. Gives it to Dixon, to Austin down low. Austin, a lot of contact, no finish, gets his own rebound and puts it back in. So Cam Austin, and the Owls now have answered 9-4, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. St. Mary's trying to get out of the backcourt, and Jake Franz with a steal. He gives it to Austin as he saves the ball, and Austin finishes. The Owls have gone on a 6-0 run to get the game back to one possession, 9-6, 19 seconds left in the first quarter, and we've got a full timeout for St. Mary's. It's a tax-in timeout, so we'll go ahead and take it with them. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, where the Owls trail St. Mary's 9-6, but it was 9-0 just not too long ago. The Owls have seven first quarter turnovers. And then finally, we had Jared Wilmoth break through with the first Bradford points of the game. And since then, they've gone on a 6-0 run in a very short period of time, about a minute or so of gameplay, to make it a one-possession game, 9-6 here with 19.7 seconds left in the first quarter. St. Mary's possession coming out of the full timeout. And we knew St. Mary's liked to shoot those three-pointers. We talked about it all pregame, and that has indeed proved true. The Owls are notoriously slow starters, especially this season. Here's a coast-to-coast drive for Tanner Fox of St. Mary's, and it puts him up 11-6. 5 seconds now. The Owls looking to get a quality shot before the buzzer. Wilmoth gets a nice drive. Finger roll is no good. And that ends the first quarter of play. 11-6. St. Mary's leads by 5 over the Owls at the end of one. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We are at the end of one quarter here. And after the first frame, St. Mary's leads the Owls 11-6. Again, St. Mary's coming in tonight 0-5 on the season. The Owls 5-4. And we talked throughout the entire pregame about St. Mary's propensity for shooting three-pointers. Their first 9 points all came from threes. Three different shooters, nonetheless. So it was 9-0 at one point. The Owls go on a 6-0 run to make it 9-6. And then St. Mary's gets a coast-to-coast layup to make it 11-6 at the end of the quarter. So Owls start with possession after the jump ball, flip the possession arrow, and there's a kick on a Jared Wilmoth pass, and it'll be Bradford possession. Dalton Dixon set to inbound, gives it back to Wilmoth. Only takes 10 seconds off the clock here. So Wilmoth gets to action, gives it to Rulo. And the Owls still working on that 3-2 zone of the Flying Dutch. And here's Cam Austin in the corner. Dalton Dixon's working down low on the block. Wilmoth off the ball. Rulo currently handing the ball off to Franz as we speak. Now Franz with it up top. And he'll give it to Wilmoth on the left side. To Austin in the corner. Rulo down low. Turnaround is good from Nolan Rulo. And it's really the weak spot of a 3-2 zone. As the name implies, you got three people up front and two underneath. And here's another three-pointer. St. Mary's no good. It's long. Jared Wilmoth with the rebound. Jake Franz able to hustle out and get a hand up and really maybe cause a little disturbance in that shot. Now Dalton Dixon draws a foul on a drive baseline. But again, if the Owls, a notoriously slow starting team, especially this season. So for them to go down, I mean, 9-0, I guess you do start to worry. But for them to be down at the end of one, 11-6, I don't think is so out of character. I don't think it's anything to worry about. You take your time, you find your shots, you find a good way to exploit that 3-2 zone. And they may have, though Rulo just exited the game in favor of Lucas Johnson. But with two people underneath and three people up top, if you can get a good pass down low, good penetrating pass to a low block, there's a good spot to try to exploit, work your big men. Dalton Dixon collects the pass and then gives it right back to Wilmoth, who's wide open for three. It's just off the mark. St. Mary's gets the board. So it's 11-8, back to a three-point game. And the Owls trail by three with 6:12 left in the first half. St. Mary's possession. Nadzinski passes down low, and Mitchell tries to pass it back out, and it goes out of bounds. Nobody there for the pass, and it's another St. Mary's turnover. They've had quite a few, not quite as many as the Owls racked up there in the first quarter, but they did give up a few. And here is Lucas Johnson to Franz. And Johnson, they swing. Franz ends up with it, trying to get Cam Austin on the high elbow. Soars right by him. Luckily, Wilmoth is there to gather the pass. Now Franz trying to drive baseline. Bounce pass to Dixon. Back out to Johnson. Johnson spins. Looking. Needs some help. And he's going to be called for a violation. Couldn't get a pass off. And that'll be another Owls turnover. And let's see. St. Mary's trying to do a little transition offense here as Tanner Fox is tripped up, falls to the ground, tries to get a pass off. It's knocked out of bounds by Bradford. Thought maybe he held on long enough to get called for a travel, but no such luck. Wow, and an and one from Quinn Gavese as he drives in. Again, another kind of a bit of a firecracker off the bench. He's usually in and shooting three-pointers, but he drives here, takes a tough layup, finishes, and draws the foul. So he's going to draw an old-fashioned three-point play. The free throw is good, and St. Mary's back up by six now, 14-8 with 5:08 left in the first half. The Owls just can't find any consistent type of offense here. Wilmoth driving inside. Here's a pass to Dixon, and it's off his hands, and another turnover. So St. Mary's now. Fox gets inside to the left elbow, passes out. There's a nice little give and go by St. Mary's. Nadzinski is going to end up with it. Back to Fox. Fox passes down into the corner, a baseline drive. Finger roll is no good. Dixon trying to corral the rebound, almost loses it, but Lucas Johnson picks it up. Outlet pass to Austin. Kicks it down to Wilmoth. Bounce pass to Franz in the corner. Franz pump fake. Drives inside to Dixon for three. It's good. Dalton Dixon makes it back to a three-point game. 14-11. 4:10 left in the first half. Dalton Dixon, who's obviously a strong team player. He's good everywhere on the floor, but he doesn't take a lot of shots. Lately, he has been, though, as he scored 11 on Tuesday night. Just put up a three-pointer here. Here's a steal by Jake Franz. He's going to drive in, turn around, kicks it off to Austin. Austin for three, and that's good. Cameron Austin ties the game. And it's 14-14 with 3:35 left in the first quarter. Now Wilmoth working on a steal. And St. Mary's player Nadzinski tries to dive for it. And as he goes in for the ball, he's fouled by Wilmoth. So it'll be Wilmoth's first, team third, St. Mary's, or team second, rather. St. Mary's has three. Tanner Fox looking to bring it up over half court. He will meet Dalton Dixon when he gets there. Fox hands it off. It's a pass down low. Ball is almost stolen. Wilmoth's got his hands all over it, and Lucas Johnson ends up taking it away. Here comes Franz down the other way. Slows it up at the three-point line. Little hesitation move. Drives in and draws a foul. So we've got St. Mary's coached by Bill Shuey here, obviously looking to get his team their first win on the season. And the Owls coached by first-year head coach John Bernardi, again, who has put Bradford on this four-game win streak. There's the inbound. Wilmoth almost loses it. He's able to get it. And looking for a pass to Austin. He gets it to him outside the perimeter. Then to Johnson. Johnson picks up his dribble. Needs a little help. He'll get it from Franz. Franz fakes right, goes left, and stops to reset at the top of the key to Wilmoth. Wilmoth will drive in right side. He's double-teamed. Bounce pass down low to Austin is off the mark. And there's another Owls turnover. St. Mary's bringing up the ball. Still have a tie game, 14-14, 2:30 left. And Nolan Rulo is ready to check back in for the Owls at the next dead ball. Here's a dump pass inside. Layup is good for Dan Schutz. Just recently entered the game. Dan Schutz gets his first field goal, and it's 16-14 St. Mary's. Wilmoth steps up, gives it to Franz. 2 minutes left in the first half. Tip pass from Dalton to Dalton to Wilmoth. Wilmoth drives in, kicks it out to Franz. Franz, tough layup on the left side. A lot of contact, no call, but Franz is able to finish, and it's 16-16 with 1:50 left in the second quarter. The Dutch now working in a weave. There's a drive and a jump shot. It's off the mark. Dixon with the rebound. Dixon gives it to Franz. Franz off and running. Directing traffic. Franz loses it, slides, gives it to Austin. Austin to Dixon, back to Johnson in the corner. Now Johnson, bounce pass back out to Dixon. We've got Franz, Austin, Dixon, Johnson, and Wilmoth all on the floor. Cam Austin setting up at the high elbow now, and Dixon goes to work off the ball. Wilmoth collects a pass on the left side, cross-court pass to Dixon. Dixon drives baseline, picks up his dribble, gives it to Franz for three, and that's good. Jake Franz puts the Owls up, gives them their first lead of the game. It's 19-16 with under a minute left in the first half. Here's the Dutch now looking to answer back. Franz playing nice, tight defense. And Tanner Fox passes it away, right side, dump pass down low, turnaround, layup is blocked by Cam Austin. Wilmoth gets the steal after the block and brings the ball up over the half-court line. I should have mentioned in pregame, the JV game also had an exciting finish. Final score, 33-30. The Bradford JV team gets the win. It came down to some free throws at the end. Bradford misses a free throw. A.J. Gleason gets a big offensive rebound, and St. Mary's is first a foul, and it was their 10th. So it puts him in the double bonus. And A.J. Gleason makes both of his free throws. So after getting the clutch offensive board, he makes his two free throws to extend the lead. And then on the other end of the floor, Flying Dutch have one last chance to tie the game as they take their last second shot. Gleason gets a big block, and that's how the game comes to an end. There's a shot at the end of the first half, and it's no good for Jake Franz. So the Owls do rally back from a 9-0 deficit to take a three-point lead at the end of the first two quarters. It's 19-16 at the half. The Owls lead over St. Mary's. We're going to take a quick four-minute break and tally up some stats here. We'll be back with a scoring recap and your first half stats for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Radford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Radford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Why was it so difficult to move? Maybe my left side had just fallen asleep. I exercised, I ate healthy.
At first, I was in denial. My wife, Lauren, was only 30. But I'm familiar with signs of stroke, and no, symptoms aren't always easy to recognize. I quickly realized that something was very wrong. Lauren's speech was slurred, and her face was drooping. She was having a stroke, and I had to react immediately.
I'm so thankful Adam called 911, and I quickly received the medical attention that I needed. Now I don't take anything for granted, especially the time I get to spend with my family. Going through this experience has given me a new appreciation for life.
Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke and call 911 immediately if something seems off with someone you love. Visit strokeawareness.com.
When I went looking for a place to rent, I wore a mask, but they could still see I'm black. The landlord told me,
nothing available.
When I went looking for an apartment, I wore a mask. Obviously, I'm Latino. They said,
the place has been rented.
My wife and I were house hunting.
We wore masks, but we're Asian American. And the real estate agent said,
you won't be happy here.
If you suspect housing discrimination because of your race, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Owls Basketball Halftime Show on WESB Sports. The Owls here at home hosting St. Mary's through the first two quarters of play, and currently with a 19-16 lead, but boy, did they make it close there for a little bit. It got a little dodgy, especially in the first quarter. So how did we get to 19-16? Well, it was a bit of a wild ride. The Owls currently, by my tally, have 10 turnovers here in the first half. But I don't usually count. I don't usually keep track. So I very well, probably, in fact, probably missed a turnover or two, as it's not a habit of mine to tally everyone that I see. So I know they had about seven at least in the first quarter, and then they were able to get a little bit of a hold on it and cut it down to three for what I have in the second quarter. If that is accurate, I don't know. I know it's close to true. I know they definitely took care of it, cleaned some things up, and had significantly less in the second quarter than they did in the first. And that was one of our keys to victory in pregame, was to take care of the ball, to limit their turnovers. We saw what happened in the Counterspore game on Tuesday night. They came out in the first half. It was turnover heavy. Thankfully, Counterspore had their fair share as well, but it made it for a very close game. And the Owls just looked uncomfortable. They were being kind of out-hustled by Countersport. And Countersport, with all those turnovers, and were just out and running. They were getting loose balls. They were getting long rebounds. They were being out-hustled. The Owls kind of turned it on, limited turnovers in the second half, and that's when they started to pull away with the game a little bit. And that is exactly what happened with Bradford here against St. Mary's in the second quarter. They limited those turnovers, and then they came back from their first quarter deficit. So speaking of which, in the first quarter, we talked again another thing in pregame about how much this St. Mary's team likes to shoot three-pointers. Their first three field goals were all three-pointers, all by different players. They took a 9-0 lead. 9-0, about a halfway through the first quarter. So, you know, 4 or 5 minutes into the game, it's 9-0. And the Owls have gotten off maybe three shots, and they've turned over the ball seven times. And that's just where we were at. It was not a pretty game. The Owls do finally, Jared Wilmoth breaks the ice a little bit. Cam Austin adds a few. So we end the first quarter with a score of 11-6. The Owls went on a 6-0 run to make it 9-6. And then St. Mary's got one more layup before the end of the quarter to make it 11-6. So it's a 5-point deficit for the Owls, who at one point were facing a 9-point deficit. Then in the second quarter, the Owls started turning on a little bit. And we see the difference in the second quarter for St. Mary's is they weren't able to get those clean looks at the three-pointers. They attempted a few, but Jake Franz was able to get a hand up and put some good defense on one of them. There was also a few shots that were just not nearly as clean, weren't nearly as open as they were in the first quarter. The Owls was able to turn on the defense a little bit. And when St. Mary's wasn't able to get those clean looks at the threes, they only put up 5 points in the second quarter after putting up 11 in the first. So they score 5 points in the second quarter, one of them on an and one, a free throw. Meanwhile, the Owls put up 13. They start to get it going. They've put up a few three-pointers of their own, actually. They matched the first quarter of St. Mary's and put up 3 3-point field goals, 13 points in total, and that gives us our halftime score of 19-16. The Owls lead by three. For the Flying Dutch, right now, your leading score, well, it's all pretty even, actually, for St. Mary's. As I mentioned, three different players all had a 3-point field goal in the first quarter. That was Anthony Nadzinski off the bench. It was Zach Thorwart off the bench, two players that I have marked and starred as 3-point shooters. And it was Tyler Mitchell at 3 points as well. Quinn Gavese also has 3 points, but it's off of an and one bucket, an old fashioned 3-point play layup plus a foul shot. So four players have 3 points on their line. Dalton Schultz has two, as does Tanner Fox. And that's how we get to 16. For your Owls, leading scorer so far is Cam Austin. He put up 4 points in the first quarter, four of the six, and he's hit a 3-point field goal here in the second quarter to give him seven so far through the first half of play. 7 points for Cam Austin. Then Jake Franz, who has 5 points, including a 3-point field goal. Dalton Dixon also hit a three. That's our third three-pointer. So he has 3 points on the night. And Jared Wilmoth and Nolan Rullo both have 2 points for a total of 19. Both teams are coming back onto the floor now. So we'll get ready for the second half of play. Again, a couple of notes here. We'll check in. Our keys, we mentioned, got to limit those turnovers, man. When you stop handing the ball off, obviously it's going to make a big difference, but it's made it did a lot of damage in that first quarter. If they play, you know, another quarter like they did in the first, and St. Mary's is able to capitalize on it, it's going to be a tough game to come back from, you know, as there's only 16 minutes of gameplay left. Guarding the perimeter, again, that's another thing. They didn't do great in the first quarter, kind of picked it up in the second quarter. They figured it out, hopefully, as the game goes on. And boxing out, not doing a terrible job of. They're not really particularly getting out rebounded. Obviously, every rebound helps. Everyone you give up hurts a little bit. So we'll see exactly what the Owls, Coach Bernardi, have to make adjustments. We'll take one more quick 30-second break and be back with the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
We're back for the third quarter of action. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. St. Mary's has possession. Third quarter just started here. St. Mary's already coming out with some gumption, with a sense of urgency, it seems. They're down by three currently. Bradford leading 19-16. Here's a pass down low, a block by Nolan Rulo, and a travel called. So the shot is no good. Nolan Rulo gets a nice block. It's clean, and the Dutchman travels as well. So that'll be a turnover to start the third quarter. Bradford Owls basketball here. 7:25 to go in the third. Wilmoth brings up the ball, looking for Franz, and he gives it to him. Now Dixon from the high elbow, pump fake, kicks it back out to Franz. Franz working towards the middle, top of the perimeter. And they swing to Wilmoth. Wilmoth on the baseline. Bounce pass to Austin for a wide open two under the bucket. Beautiful look from Wilmoth to Cam Austin. And the Owls increase their lead, 21-16. Remember that 19-16 three-point lead was their first lead of the game. Now here's a drive from St. Mary's. And beautiful defense by Cam Austin forces a bad shot. I mean, if he didn't get a piece of that, he definitely altered the shot, and it goes no good. Sails out of bounds, but it's last tipped by Bradford. St. Mary's looking to inbound. Franz with the steal. Franz off and running. Lob pass to Austin. It's tipped. Austin turn around, and he's fouled. Great job by the Owls here to start the third quarter. So first, a couple of great blocks. One by Nolan Rulo on the first possession. And then the second St. Mary's possession ends in a block by Cam Austin, whose first free throw is up and good. And on the offensive side of the ball, we've seen Jared Wilmoth with a great baseline look to a wide open Cam Austin. We've gotten a steal from Jake Franz, who lobs it to Austin. Austin is fouled and now at the line. His second shot is good as well. So Austin with 4 points here in the third quarter, and it's 23-16, a 7-point lead for the Owls. 6.5 minutes yet to go in the third quarter. St. Mary's going to work now. Here's a pick and roll. Layup is no good. Bradford fighting for the rebound. Wilmoth trying to track it down behind the back move. Beautiful shake and bake by Jared Wilmoth. Here's a pass down low to Austin. A lot of contact. Gets the shot off. It's no good. Austin trying to tip it out. He saves it. Passes it to Franz. Franz drives in and he's pushed. So the Owls, I mean, working hard here, hustling. We have a timeout by Coach Shuey of St. Mary's, and we'll take a tax-in timeout on our end. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Owl's Nest. Bradford Owls basketball. 6:09 left in the third quarter. Owls lead by 7, 23-16. And the Owls came out in the third, I mean, turned on. They've gotten a couple of blocks, a couple of steals. Cam Austin has 4 points. There's the inbound. Wilmoth will collect it in the backcourt. 6:06 to play. Wilmoth directing the defense or offense here, and a pass to Austin on the left side. Austin looking down low to Dixon. Pass isn't there, so he gives it to Franz. Now Dixon comes out to the elbow. Now Wilmoth is going to drive. Jump stop. Bounce pass to Austin. And Austin puts up another one underneath. So Austin just wreaking havoc in the paint right now. 6 points, two from the free throw line, and four from inside, right underneath the bucket. 5.5 minutes to play. Owls up by 9, 25-16. St. Mary's working. A little give and go. Three-point shot is up. It's no good. And when those threes don't fall, it's going to be hard for St. Mary's to keep up. We saw in the first quarter that they were able to make those shots. There's a long two. That one's no good. But St. Mary's with another offensive rebound. So they'll get a third chance at it here, and Wilmoth will be called for a reach-in foul. So Wilmoth, it's his second. It's the team first, and Wilmoth will come out in favor of Lucas Johnson. So it's Johnson, Dixon, Austin, Rulo, and Franz on the floor. St. Mary's ball off of the foul. They inbound. Here's a pick and roll. Jump shot is no good. Good defense from Austin. Another offensive rebound by St. Mary's, and that's going to be an issue if the Owls don't start to get some boards. They can only give up so many opportunities here. However, Mitchell gets that board, and he's fouled. So it's the first on Rulo, team second. Inbound pass for St. Mary's goes right back out of bounds, but they will maintain possession. Ooh, a little mask rub there. I apologize. Here's the next inbound pass. Pass down low to Mitchell. Kicked right back out for three, and it's no good. This time Johnson gets the rebound, and the Owls have collected it. Coming back down on the other end. Austin to Franz. Give and go. Franz for three. It's short. Rulo with the offensive board. Turn around. He's blocked, but Franz saves it. Bounce pass to Dixon. Franz gets it back. Pump fake. Johnson will get the ball up top, and he'll reset the Bradford offense. Shifts everybody a bit to the right, then looks, brings it back up to the half-court line here. Looking for somebody to come up and maybe set a screen, but he gives it to Dixon. Dixon gets a high screen from Austin. Austin rolls. Dixon gives it back to Johnson on the right side this time. Now Austin at the high elbow is open for a shot. It's no good. St. Mary's with the rebound. And here is St. Mary's Zach Thorwart. Takes it out to Nadzinski. And St. Mary's loses the ball. Thorwart dribbles it out of bounds. Can't corral a pass. And that'll be Bradford basketball. 3:38 to go in the third quarter. 25-16. Owls lead by 9. On the floor for the Owls is Ryan Ward checking in. Also, Cam Austin, Nolan Rulo, Dalton Dixon, and Jake Franz on the floor. Franz will bring it up over the half-court line following the turnover. High screen from Austin. Austin rolls. Franz drives. Kicks it out to Dixon. He drives baseline. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Rulo. Loses it. And Mitchell with the steal. 3:20 left in the third. Still a 9-point game in favor of the Owls. High screen for the Dutchman. Bounce pass down low. In trouble here. And I believe Rulo will be called for the foul. Gets a little bit of wrist. So it's Rulo's second. Team third. St. Mary's will inbound. Nadzinski on the floor. Also, Matthew Davis. Tyler Mitchell. And here's a three-pointer up and no good. Just off the mark by Quinn Gavazzi. Gavazzi, I believe. Now, Gavazzi gets a high screen from Mitchell. Guarded by Ryan Ward. Going to pass it off to Nadzinski. Bounce pass down low. Gavazzi turnaround. No good. He's pushed. I believe it was on the floor. Yeah, it's on Ryan Ward on the floor. So no shot. St. Mary's will inbound. But all of a sudden, the Owls have four fouls here. 2:42 left in the third quarter. Layup is no good. Rulo gets the nice board there. It's slapped out of his hands, but Ryan Ward picks it up. Oh, the foul was on Jake Franz, not on Ward. Just realized that. The pass goes wild and out of bounds. Franz can't haul it in. So the Owls will turn it over here. Still 25-16, 2.5 minutes yet to go. And the Owls have made a few mistakes, but St. Mary's has been unable to capitalize on them. Now Nadzinski, and here's a push. Oh, it's a charge, an offensive foul called on Charlie Coudre. Didn't even see he entered the game. So Coudre was in on the game. Fantastic football player, by the way. But he's called for his third foul, and he's going to have to see the bench for a little bit. His third team foul as well. Franz drives baseline. He's called for a travel. boy, he took a pump fake, and it's a very common move where you pump fake and your back foot goes back when you pump fake. And he did that and then used his dribble to drive baseline, and he's called for a travel there. So that's a tough one. Here's a trap by the Owls. A drive layup is no good. Offensive rebound by St. Mary's. Dalton Dixon's able to rip it away, but we do have a foul. It is on Dixon. I didn't think it would be. Looked clean, but Dixon will be called for a foul nonetheless. It was on a rebound, but the Dutchman was attempting to shoot putback, so it's going to be a shooting foul. The second foul on Dixon. Fifth team foul. First shot is up and no good for Dan Schutz. So Schutz misses the first. He'll get one more look at it. Still 25-16, Owls lead. 1:49 left in the third quarter. Second shot up, and that one does rattle in. So down to a 8-point lead. 25-17, Owls lead with possession. 1:42 left in the third. Franz going to drive left side, hand it off to Ward. Ward, bounce pass outside to Austin. High screen from Rulo. Rulo rolls, and Austin draws a foul. So the foul will be on Schutz. His first, team fourth. Owls will inbound. Dixon looking. Needs a man. Austin will go to the backcourt to get it. Hand it off to Franz. Franz working. Leaves his defender in the dust, but the layup is highly contested and he can't finish. So St. Mary's is coming back the other way. Great move off the dribble, but can't finish the three. And there's a wide open three-pointer, and they will make those as Gavazzi hits his first and cuts it to a 5-point game, 25-20, 1:06 left in the third quarter. Can't leave anybody on this St. Mary's team open from the perimeter. Just can't do it. Francis takes a handoff. Wow, what a pass to Cameron Austin, who finishes for two. So Franz comes around the corner, collects a handoff, drives inside, and then just dishes it off. No look to Austin, who takes one bounce, one dribble, and a layup. 27-20. A beautiful pass, and Franz is feeling it a little bit right now. You can see he's just kind of flowing. There's St. Mary's trying to work. Here's another three-pointer. That one looks off the mark, and it is Dalton Dixon who get called for over the back. He'll be called on an over the back by St. Mary's. He was not committing the foul. He was a victim of it. That one is on Schutz as well. His second now, team fifth. Franz is going to exit the game. Jared Wilmoth comes back in. Franz, I mean, absolutely balling out tonight. Has been a lot of fun to watch. Wilmoth, Dixon, Austin, Ward, and Johnson on the floor now for the Owls. Dixon picks it up, gives it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth, ball fake, drives inside, and he's fouled. So a nice drive by Wilmoth. Was heading in for a lot of contact there. I think he knew it when he put the ball on the floor, but he goes down in there anyways. He indeed draws the foul on the shot, so he'll get to shoot two from the line. Then he goes over and helps the opposing St. Mary's player up off the floor. So good to see a little sportsmanship. Wilmoth's first shot is up and good. Yeah, let's go back up by eight. Wilmoth will have a chance to make it nine. Second shot up. That one's just off the mark. Austin almost gets the offensive rebound, but it's no good as Schutz is able to get it. Wilmoth is almost able to rip it away. He tries to anyways, but he's unsuccessful. And in doing so, he picks up his third foul. Sixteen, Austin. Wow, Wilmoth, rather, with a steal. There was 1 second left on the clock, and they try to inbound. And Wilmoth just comes in out of nowhere, gets the steal, and don't know if he got the shot up before the buzzer, but boy, he did try like heck to do so. But that's the end of three quarters. We've got one yet to play, and the Owls lead by 28-20. We'll be back with the final quarter of action. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. Ready for one more frame here. Eight more minutes. The fourth quarter yet to go. The Owls are up by eight, 28-20. But the St. Mary's team, it's not really enough of a cushion to feel any sort of comfort because they can put up threes quickly. They have a lot of good three-point shooters. And if they're left open, they will drain them. So the middle two quarters there, St. Mary's really struggled from beyond the arc. In the first, we saw what they could do. But they only scored, St. Mary's only scored 4 points in that third quarter. It was 1 3-pointer and 1 free throw. And the Owls, meanwhile, only put up 9. And here's France to Wilmuth. Wilmuth pump fake in the corner. Wilmuth driving, picks it up, gives it back outside to France. Again, the Owls put up 9, which isn't an awful lot, but limited St. Mary's to 3. So 9 is more than sufficient. Here's a drive. France now going baseline, turns around, gives it to Austin. Austin picks it up at the elbow, and a little 6-footer is good for Cam Austin, who is absolutely en fuego tonight. As he picks up, oh boy, lost count there, 7, 13, 15. He picks up his 17th point, I believe. Tallied that real quick, and here's a turnover by St. Mary's as they travel. Gavese travels. So 30-20, 7:10 left in the game. There's the inbound to Wilmuth. Yeah, 17 points so far for Austin. Wilmuth, and he feeds Austin again. Austin turned around, and he's fouled. So Austin, who's been, putting in work underneath the rim and the paint, Austin has been an absolute nightmare, specifically here in this second half. He's either been fouled or he's finished with a layup. He was just fouled here, and he's going to the line for two. First one bounces front of the rim, but then hits the backboard and drops in. We'll get one more, makes it an 11-point game. The Owls doing a great job here in the second half. Coach Bernardi really did a nice job in the locker room. Second shot is in for Austin. He's 4 for 4 from the line, 19 points. Coach Bernardi, the fantastic job in the locker room at halftime because all of the adjustments, all of the notes. And Austin now with a steal. Wilmuth has it. Wilmuth drives, layup is strong, but he's fouled. So Austin, on both sides of the floor now, as he creates the steal, kind of pops it loose. Wilmuth corrals it. Wilmuth holding his elbows. He hit the floor pretty hard there on the missed layup. He's fouled. He's going to shoot 2 from the line. We'll see if that elbow affects the shot at all. And the shooter's touch goes in for Wilmuth. So extended to a 13-point lead here, 33-20, rather. Wilmuth will get one more shot. 6:39 yet to play. Second shot is good. Wilmuth 3 for 4 from the line. The Owls 7 for 8 overall. And here comes Tanner Fox of St. Mary's. St. Mary's trying to go to work. The Owls stay in their man-to-man throughout the entire. Sometimes they'll come out in halftime. There's another steal by Cam Austin. Outlet pass to Fran. Sometimes they'll come out of the locker room in a 2-3 zone or start a quarter in a 2-3 zone. They stayed in man for the entire contest. It's been working, save the 9 points they gave up in threes in the first quarter. Wilmuth kicks it out to Dixon, and he'll come back up to collect it near the half-court line. 5:56 now, so under 6 minutes to play. Owls still up by 14, 34-20. Wilmuth to Austin, back to Wilmuth, back to Austin. Austin goes behind the back, and he's fouled, draws the foul. So Austin now doing it as the ball handler. Good defender in St. Mary's, almost trying to get the steal there. Had a hand on the ball, but Austin goes behind the back. A nice little move. And the St. Mary's defender reaches in, fouls Austin, and they're in the bonus here. So Austin will go to the line for a 1-1. First shot is up and good. So he crosses the 20-point threshold, 35-20. Second shot, also good. Austin 6-for-6 from the line. And I believe we're at 23 points now. Just an unbelievable game for Cam Austin. 5.5 minutes to go. St. Mary's trying to make something happen here. A drive and a block. But I believe he is fouled by two Owls defenders there. Nolan Rulo and Dalton Dixon both go up for the block. Nolan Rulo called for the foul. So I guess you could credit Dalton for a block there and Rulo for the foul. It's Rulo's third. It's the team's seventh. So he's going to the line for a shooting foul. So he's going to shoot two. First one is no good for Gavese, but it also puts St. Mary's in the bonus. Second shot, boy, bounces all over the rim and then drops and makes it a 15-point game. 36-21, 5:20 yet to play. Passes down court from Franz to Dixon. Dixon back to Franz up top of the key. Lucas Johnson back in the game for Wilmoth. Johnson's going to take off the ball. Dixon comes to the top to get it. Dixon puts the ball down and drives and then kicks it back out to Austin. Austin looking for Rulo down low. The pass is tipped and stolen. Where's St. Mary's coming down the other way? We're inside of 5 minutes now. Here is Gavese driving. Puts up a tough shot and it goes. Gavese trying to make something happen here. And it's 36-23, a 13-point game. With 4:40 yet to go. Franz will get a high screen from Austin. Austin will roll. Franz is going to drive, take it all the way, but it's hard off the glass. And St. Mary's is coming back the other way. Fox almost has it stolen by Austin. Austin just out there creating chaos, and it's out of bounds on St. Mary's. So Austin goes for the steal. He can't get it. Fox has to try to pass it away. The ball ends up loose and out of bounds. So it doesn't get the steal there, but does create a turnover, 36-23. There's Johnson. Johnson getting double teamed. He's going to look to Austin now. Austin, head fake, and brings it back up to the top of the perimeter. Gives it to Franz. Inside of 4 minutes now to go, 13-point game. Dixon gets a feed from Franz. Beautiful pass. The layup is no good, but he gets his own rebound. Putback is no good, just barely misses, and he's fouled. So almost had the and one there, but instead he'll go to the line for two. And that foul is the fourth on Dan Schutz. So he'll probably be exiting the game here shortly. Dixon makes his first. So the Owls here shooting very well from the free throw line tonight. Second one is just off the mark. Nolan Rulo gets the offensive board, and the Owls have possession. 14-point lead, 3:45 left to play. Big offensive board there by Rulo. Dixon with it now. Dixon's going to drive from left to right, hand it off to Franz. Franz now is going to cut right down the middle, bounce pass to Rulo. Rulo is going to go up double covered, can't finish. Franz can't get the offensive board, almost does, but St. Mary's has it now. And it's Gavese who's able to come down with it. Now Fox brings it up for the Dutch. And here's a high screen. Gavese with a three-pointer. Bounces all over. Hits the rim twice, the backboard once. Doesn't go in, and Cam Austin gets the board. Jared Wilmoth ready to check back into the game. Here's a three-pointer from Dixon. It's just shot, just short. Still a 14-point game. Under 3 minutes to go now. So Bradford up pretty comfortably, I'd say, as long as they don't give up a lot of threes here. But as I say that, one goes up. It's no good, but tipped back in by Schutz. So Shuey, big enough deficit here that Coach Shuey decides to leave Schutz in, and it pays off with that little putback. Cuts the lead to 12, 37-25. Franz handling it. Bounce pass. Dixon almost loses it, is able to get it somehow. Goes around his legs to maintain. Back out to Franz. Franz drives in. Nice, beautiful circus-style finger roll layup is good for two, and it's 39-25. Jake Franz with a beautiful finger roll has to shift the ball from his left hand to his right. And here's a foul, I believe, on Austin. No, on Johnson, rather. So his first team eighth. And we've got a couple substitutions here. We've got Lucas Johnson in the game. We've got Greg Tyler in the game. And Nedzinski makes his first free throw. He'll get one more. We've got Jared Wilmoth in the game, Dalton Dixon, and Cam Austin. 2 minutes to go. Second shot is good for Nedzinski. So it's a 12-point game again, 39-27. Austin is going to go to the bench. What a game he had. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. He's going to finish with, I believe, 23 points and some big, big plays. Big presence underneath. 39-27, under 2 minutes to go. Ryan Ward in the game. He gives it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth is going to get a high screen from Tyler. Drives in. Gets to the foul line. Pops right back out. Now gets a screen from Dixon. Bounce pass to Tyler. And I believe it goes out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by St. Mary's. And Schutz is going to exit the game. So the Owls now still hanging on to that 12-point lead. Tyler takes the inbound. Pass to Dixon. 12 points. It's 39-27 with a minute and a half yet to go. Lucas Johnson to Wilmoth. Wilmoth head fake. Puts the ball down. Drives from left to right. Back to the left. And gives it to Johnson. Johnson now hands it off to Tyler. Tyler almost loses it. Goes down to one knee and bounce pass to Dixon. Almost down to a minute yet to play. Dixon turn around. Bounce pass. Beautiful bounce pass to Wilmoth. But Wilmoth gets tripped up and it's a turnover. So here's St. Mary's. Tanner Fox kicks it out. Turnaround drive. Finger roll is no good. Greg Tyler with the rebound. 40 seconds to go, and the Owls are going to hang on here for their sixth win in a row? Fifth win in a row. I'm going to have to tally that up. It's a lot. They've done very well. And they're going to drop St. Mary's to 0-6 on the season. So the Owls, 20 seconds yet to go. Wilmoth just kind of being evasive, letting the clock run out. Drives in, gives it to Johnson. Johnson, 10 seconds now for the Owls to finish this game with a victory. That's going to do it. As time ticks out and the Owls claim their fifth consecutive win with the W over St. Mary's here tonight. So real quick, before we send it into the postgame show, they won their season opener. They lost four in a row to go 1-4. Then they had their home opener finally. Oh, they won in the Joe DiCerba Memorial Tournament. Then they won in Ridgeway. Then they finally had their home opener, won that. Then they had their break. They go in with a three-game win streak to their holiday break at 4-4, and now they've won their first two games of 2022. So 6-4 is the current Owls record on a five-game win streak, 6-4, and that's going to do it for the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. They'll drop to 0-6. And we are going to take a quick one-minute break, and we'll tally up the stats and do a quick post-game recap. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Owls postgame show on WESB Sports. The Owls victorious here tonight, hosting St. Mary's for their fifth consecutive win. Really nice job here by the Owls to make some adjustments. Again, we've seen that the Owls are a bit of a slow starting team, and that showed tonight, but they made the right adjustments. They really came out of the locker room making with a big difference, looking like a completely different team. Coach Bernardi did an excellent job in the locker room at halftime, and they're able to drop St. Mary's here. 39-27 is the final score, and we'll run that back real quick and see exactly how we got to that. So in the first quarter, St. Mary's came out firing. They hit three-pointers back-to-back-to-back to take a 9-0 lead. They go on a 9-0 lead. The Owls then go on a 6-0 run to cut it to 9-6, and then St. Mary's makes one final field goal before the end of the quarter for a first quarter score of 11-6. So ahead by five, or down by five, rather, are the Owls, and facing that five-point deficit to start the second quarter. In the second quarter, the Owls made one big change, one very big change. They limited their turnovers. So at least seven turnovers in the first quarter alone, and down to, I believe, three in the second quarter. And that was a huge difference maker. Might have been the difference maker from in between the first and second quarter. They also limited the open looks that St. Mary's was getting from beyond the arc. So you take those three-pointers away, and the Owls all of a sudden outscore St. Mary's by eight, 13-5. Was the total scoring in the second quarter for a score at the half of 19-6. So the Owls battle back from that 9-0 deficit to start the game and take a 19-16 lead into halftime. We come out into the third quarter, and the Owls even more so start taking care of the ball, limiting those turnovers, and guarding the perimeter even better, limiting those looks that St. Mary's gets from beyond the arc. In the third quarter, limited the Flying Dutch to 4 points. St. Mary's were able to just score 4 points in the third quarter. Bradford put up nine, and that gives us a score going into the final frame of 28-20. Bradford had built up an 8-point lead now at this point. And then, of course, in the fourth, they were able to pull away even further to give us our final score, 39-37, by outscoring St. Mary's 11-7. For the Flying Dutch, your top scorer on the night is Quinn Gavese. I did have him starred as a 3-point specialist and one of the high scorers for the Dutchman. He only made 1 3-point bucket, but he did finish with 9 points on the night to lead the Dutch. Then we had Anthony Nedzinski and Dan Schutz, both with 5 points. We had Tyler Mitchell with 3 points. We had Tanner Fox with 2 points. Oh, and Zach Thorwart also with 3 points. For your Owls, the leading scorer tonight was Cam Austin. He gets over the 20-point threshold. He looks like he finished with 21. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, plus 7, 21 points for Cam Austin, the most of any Owl tonight. And an absolutely fantastic game. I mean, doing it on every side of the ball, coming away with steals, really working hard in the paint, and come away with big points. He was also 6-for-6 from the free throw line. The Owls as a team was 10-for-12 from the free throw line, but Cam Austin went 6-for-6. So he finishes with 21 points. Nice job to Cam Austin tonight. Then we have Jake Franz, who finished with 7. We have Jared Wilmoth with 5, Dalton Dixon with 4, and Nolan Rulo with 2 for a total of 39 points. Again, the Owls are currently on a 5-game win streak to go to a 6-4 record. So 6-4 on the season on a 5-game win streak after the win tonight against St. Mary's. Their next game will be the 12th I believe, is Wednesday. I believe that is Wednesday, the 12th. They'll be in Kane. So they'll be in Kane on the 12th. Am I lying? Is that Tuesday? It's Wednesday, right? Yeah. Wednesday in Kane. It's 7:20 pregame, 7:30 tip-off. The Owls in Kane will be their next matchup. And then their next home game will be next Friday, hosting Brookville. Brookville also has a win over St. Mary's, 52-34. So a common opponent there. It'll be fun to do a deep dive into that as well. Coming up this weekend, WESB Sports, we've got an NFL doubleheader tomorrow. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs at Denver Broncos starting at 4 o'clock. We'll follow that game up with the Dallas Cowboys at Philadelphia Eagles. And then the Sunday night primetime game, of course, for the Los Angeles Chargers versus Las Vegas Raiders will be a 7:30 start. Big playoff implications, obviously, for that game as well. Really all weekend long, where are these teams going to land? A lot of them have gotten the postseason berth, but we don't know exactly where they'll fit in the seating. So tomorrow, 4 o'clock, starts the NFL doubleheader. And that's it for us tonight at the Owl's Nest. The Owls again top St. Mary's 39-27 to improve to 6-4 on the 5-game win streak. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. I am Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls win.